Tobacco still strong in Macon County. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Over the past decade or so, since the tobacco buyout program went into effect, the number of burley acres grown in Tennessee and across the South has dropped off dramatically. But that's not the case for producers in Macon County.
Well, Macon County is the number one burley tobacco producing county, not only in the state, but we're number one in the nation. We're estimating about 6,000 acres of burley tobacco.
That's Steve Walker, UT Extension leader in Macon County, and he says while many producers across the state have moved away from raising tobacco, it's just the opposite in his county.
We've progressively increased our acreage over the past few years, where some other counties, after the buyout, other counties kind of decreased some of their acres, but Macon County increased it. I think we've got a lot of younger, innovative producers, and it was kind of their way of life, and instead of decreasing, they just kind of increased.
Steve Walker says the infrastructure in the county to handle the tobacco crop, that is, the barns and equipment, was in place, and it just made sense to continue raising the crop that few and fewer farmers are. And so far, a really good start to another season.
We're hoping for a good crop this year. We've started off really good with our plant production, and we started off in the field with a good supply of rain and moisture, and now we've hit a little dry spell, but the tobacco's responding pretty good.
But it has certainly been wet. I believe it's been wetter right through my part of the area here than it has anywhere else, because it's dry in parts of Macon County now.
And that's Macon County tobacco farmer Jackie Russell. And estimates are that 6,000 acres of burley could mean over $20 million in income to farmers in Macon County. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.